This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The first grain ship to leave Ukraine under a Black Sea wartime deal has passed inspection in Istanbul and is heading on to Lebanon. Ukraine says 17 other vessels at its ports are loaded with grain awaiting permission to leave. There was no word yet, however, on when they could depart. Authorities said a joint civilian inspection team spent 3 hours Wednesday checking the cargo and crew on the first ship. The wartime deal is aimed at easing food security around the globe by creating a safe corridor across the Black Sea. Elsewhere, Russian forces kept up their bombardment of a southern Ukrainian city. But in the east, Ukrainian forces said they repulsed over a dozen Russian assaults in Donetsk province. U.S. President Joe Biden has taken more executive action amid what he calls a health care crisis following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision ending the constitutional right to an abortion, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president signed an order aimed in part at making it easier for women seeking an abortion to travel between states to get one. The order came a day after Kansas voters defeated a state constitution amendment that would have allowed abortion restrictions, what the president calls a powerful signal from a red state.
That this fall, the American people will vote to preserve and protect the right and refuse to let them be ripped away by politicians.
He's again urging Congress to turn Roe v. Wade's protections into law. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. senators delivered an overwhelming bipartisan vote ratifying NATO membership for Finland and Sweden. Lawmakers call Wednesday's 95-1 vote to expand the Western defensive bloc a win for U.S. national security and a day of reckoning for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden has sought quick entry for the two previously non-military aligned Northern European countries to the Western Military Alliance. Senators invited the ambassadors of Finland and Sweden to the chamber for Wednesday's debate and vote. In the days leading up to U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan and after, China has issued a series of escalating threats and began conducting military exercises in the Straits of Taiwan, to express its opposition to the trip. China's response prompted foreign ministers from the Group of Seven Economic Powers Wednesday to issue a statement, as VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The foreign minister's statement called on China to preserve peace and stability in the Taiwan Straits, the waters that separate mainland China and Taiwan. China claims Taiwan is its territory and opposes any engagement by Taiwanese officials with foreign governments. After Pelosi's arrival, China began military drills, including live fire exercises in the waters and skies surrounding Taiwan, which they announced would continue through the week. Experts warn that using live fire in a country's territorial airspace or waters could be seen as an act of war. In their statement, the G7 ministers said there is no justification to use a visit as pretext for aggressive military activity in the Taiwan Strait. They said it is routine for legislators from their countries to travel internationally, and China's response risks increasing tensions and destabilizing the region. They urged China not to unilaterally change the status quo by force in the region and to resolve cross-strait differences by peaceful means. The statement was signed by foreign ministers from Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the U.S. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Recapping our top story, the first grain ship to leave Ukraine under a Black Sea wartime deal has passed inspection in Istanbul and is heading on to Lebanon. Ukraine says 17 other vessels at its ports are loaded with grain awaiting permission to leave. There is no word yet, however, on when they can depart. Authorities said a joint civilian inspection team spent 3 hours Wednesday checking the cargo and the crew on the first ship. The wartime deal is aimed at easing food security around the globe by creating a safe corridor across the Black Sea. Elsewhere, Russian forces kept up their bombardment of a southern Ukrainian city, but in the east, Ukrainian forces said they were repelling Russian assaults. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.